Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 43 of the Function Get Option Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my co-patriot, my cohort, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Kyle. It's good to be back in front of the microphone.
I am stoked to be here. Episode 43. How cool.
Yeah, I was.
We are so cool.
We are. Well,
do you even know anybody who's cooler than us?
I do. My wife.
What?
My wife.
Oh.
Your wife. All right. Our wives.
I have met them, and I agree.
Yeah,
they're. But we're the runners up in this world.
Oh, clearly, clearly.
Mm. So, way to go, us.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like we've been away for some reason. But we haven't.
I don't know.
We haven't missed a week in many weeks, in many months now, which is good.
We haven't left this planet at all.
No, and just for the record, you know, the reason why is because we record ahead of time a little bit. Which is perfect because that way when we do travel, there's no issue of lost time. So I was the one away last week during our normal recording weekend.
Right. You took your turn to travel.
Yes.
It's my turn next.
Right. Yeah. So what's up? What's new in your world?
You know, it's been kind of a busy little while. Fun, busy season for us personally and professionally. I was on TV the other day.
Wow.
I was on JTV.
That's right. I did see that. I watched
the Jackson
television,
local TV show, a TV channel. They have a talk show hosted by a guy named Bart Holly who's been doing that since before I can remember. I don't know. Maybe before I was born. I don't know.
Whoa. Like,
it's been forever a staple in our community. And so I finally got to go on that show and talk about our local WordPress meetup and our Energizers Club that I'm a part of. And it's like a 9-minute interview. And it's kind of boring, but it was still.
It was not boring. I watched it. Yes. It was awesome.
Everybody who watched it said kind of the same thing. Like, I like your socks. I was wearing some goofy cactus socks.
Yeah, that is weird.
And it happened to also be Valentine's Day. What did you do for Ellen?
I left her some chocolate and candy because, again, like last year, this year, we were not together. Last year, she was just finishing up and graduating, training for the new job over at JetBlue. Yay, JetBlue. And I was in L.A. Last year. And then this year, she was home here in North Carolina, and I was still in L.A. I was back in L.A. visiting my family, had a client meeting, and then I was on my way to Phoenix. Because I went to work Camp Phoenix.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was cool. So that's what I did. What did you do for Ash?
I brought her home some flowers and some chocolate.
Okay.
Hand delivered it, you know, in person.
Wow. So you
that's my style.
Oh, yeah. So you're throwing me under the bus is what you're saying.
Yeah. We're still a young married couple.
Yeah. You're you remember what, like 90 days now?
Almost 9 years.
Whoa,
actually.
9 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good. I mean, it's no judgment. I think it's awesome. 9 years is great. I mean, that's it's a testament to perseverance, communication, and working things out. That sounded like really deep, didn't it?
I guess. Yeah, a little too deep. Let's shift gears back to back to our usual nonsense.
Right. So yeah, anyway. Yeah, I just for the record, I've been married coming up on 20. That's all.
So, oh, gee.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's why you're just like bored with the whole Valentine's thing and you don't do it
anymore. It's a Hallmark holiday.
Don't even care.
Nah. Yeah. I love
that's
you.
That's for the
love
kids. Kids like me.
Right. Right. Newlyweds. Yeah. So anyway. What else? Yes. I was, like I said, WordCamp Phoenix was awesome. I got there. I missed first half of Friday because of being bumped off a standby two times. I got the third flight finally.
That keeps happening.
Well, it's the perk, if you will. I say perk with air quotes, of flying for free, you know, or cheap in this case.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not complaining. I'm really not. So if I need to get somewhere, if I'm flying, I'll pay for my ticket. That's as simple as that. If I have flexibility, I will fly for free.
Sure.
Right.
You will.
Yes.
You will get where you need to be. What's happening in the news?
Oh, well, do you want to talk about news first?
Do I? Oh. You know, a funny thing happened the other day.
Yeah.
I was cleaning up my basement.
Right.
And I found my old ukulele.
Okay.
Yeah. Ukuleles are so much fun. Yeah. You ever played one before?
I have. Well, Avalon got one for her birthday a few years ago. We got her one, and then she sold it like last year before we moved. I'm like, what? Dang. You sold a birthday present that we got you? It's just awkward. Anyway, but did you write any songs for us today?
Like I've said before, whenever I pick up an instrument, something weird happens. So I picked up the ukulele, I tuned it, and started strumming, and just like, this is what happened.
All right.
When you leave a comment on a Davern article, you have every right to your opinion. If the topic's one you really care about, you should be sure to participate in the conversation. But there's one thing you should remember. The writers of this piece are people too. Their names are Jeff Chandler and Sarah Gooding. They have feelings just like me and you. Discourse becomes toxic all too often online when commenters hide behind fake usernames. Before you hit submit, please ask yourself how you would feel if someone on your own blog said the same. There's just that one thing to remember. The writers of this piece are people too. Their names are Jeff Chandler and Sarah Gooding. And they have feelings just like me and you.
Aww. That's so sweet.
It's kind of terrible. I don't know. I was like,
It's sweet. I don't know. I just, it resonates.
Yeah.
Don't hate those people. Spread love.
Been reading in WordPress for a while. We appreciate that. I don't know. There can be a lot of toxicity and hate in comment threads.
Yeah.
And WP Tavern, man, I've always said that Jeff is, I don't envy him. I admire him so much for how he's able to maintain his sanity.
Yeah.
Sifting through this comment.
Well, I think sanity might be a strong word. No, I'm kidding. Actually, it's funny. I remember meeting him at Dayton when I met you. And my first impression of him was not what it is now. he's opinionated and that's great. He has energy and life behind him. But yeah, he's a person. And, people just attack him all the time, it seems like,
It's true. Yeah. It's a bit rough. It's a bit rough.
But actually,
we apologize for the terrible song, but it expresses the sentiment.
The sentiment. Yeah.
Maybe I should rehearse more when I write these things. I don't know. Yeah. It's like,
nah.
Good enough. Good enough is kind of like my slogan.
Raw is good.
Yeah.
Raw is real. That's it for you.
Sure.
Kyle Raw. All right. So
now what's happening in the news?
Super duper interesting article thread regarding Gutenberg.
The big G.
Yeah. It was an interesting read. Was this the one? Yeah, it was over at GitHub about how adding blocks is not obvious enough and it's just getting worse. And I read 95% of this. I was like fascinated by this read and just watching it. And it's so true because I finally did install the plugin about 2 weeks ago. And try to poke around and you and I, we get it. We're quick studies, if you will. We know kind of how things work. I can't imagine somebody testing it out right now who has no concept of where to do it. It's a fascinating read. And it is. With valid points.
Yeah. Describe the actual issue, it was opened up by Carl Hancock, who is the founder of Rocket Genius, the company behind Gravity Forms.
Gravity Forms, yep.
And he's a brilliant guy, pretty opinionated, has been in the past pretty outspoken about some changes in WordPress. I remember years ago him being very vocal about his opinion on the way the customizer was being introduced. Mm-hmm. And the disparity between multiple experiences in WordPress and that needing to like choose one and do it right and things like that. Valid points. Sometimes comes across as a little prickly and confrontational in some of these posts, but very, very well done and completely valid every time. Well, so this issue was pretty thorough, painting a picture of like a story of some user with a completely valid use case. And then a lot of people chimed in. So Tammy Lister and Matthias Ventura are kind of like the main people leading the, you know, the dev and community front, mm-hmm. and responding to the comments, and then dozens of other people, names we recognize, chimed in on the issue,
right,
and said we agree and here's more to consider and blah blah blah. And it looks like, you know, that this gives a lot of clarity on like some of the critiques and potential dangers that the project might be taking. And I think the biggest thing it comes down to is there might be a skewed perspective here. A lot of people are of the opinion now that the leaders of the Gutenberg Project are not fully appreciating the number of users who are not just writing blog posts.
Right.
And most of us appreciate that that's like everybody. You know,
right,
like a huge freaking number of people are not writing a blog post with this thing. They are building out products and events and
right.
Well, complicated things.
Let me ask you this. I mean, it looks to me, you know, I don't know, the Tiny MC editor, sure, it's not sexy. It's plain vanilla Jane, you know, this and that. But it seems to me that it's obvious. You know, you go, you say new post or new page, but you say new post and you just start writing, right? And I get it that the images and things don't align and there's issues of style that aren't as well, that's quote, easy or, you know, as user friendly as they could be. But is Gutenberg the answer in its current form? I'm going to, you know, it's, you know, how many people are going to come into blogging? Let's just go with the base level of word, we'll say blogging, come in and literally want to, it seems like it's more almost design and UI that they're asking a new blogger to do. Am I wrong?
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, that's my take on it. It's like, okay, if someone comes in, how can they add content easily? And by clicking, and because right now it's all these little things and features seem to be a little hidden and a little non-obvious, is my opinion, my thought.
Right. I love the idea of it being a little more transparent and subtle and there when you need it, not when you don't. These are cool, except like it's got to be obvious.
Right.
It's got to be just like dead obvious.
Right.
How to add whatever you want to add.
Right.
Because like it's actually not a huge overwhelming majority of entries which have just plain text.
Right. Right.
People, I think like the Matthias was called out on a comment he made about users not caring about blocks. And I think I get the sentiment of what he's trying to express, because users really, I mean, they don't care like what a block is or about the terminology or how things work, but they do care about getting this stuff in. They do care about multi-columns and they do care about galleries and they do care about embeds.
Right.
And all this stuff. Absolutely 100% they care. And the fact that they're called blocks, whatever, but they just better be easily accessible. And that's kind of the point that a lot of people in the issue thread we're trying to make.
Right. Agreed. Yeah, we'll put a link in the show notes where people can read and make their own opinion on it. But it's crazy how it's getting closer. We're a month out from this being part of rolled into core, right? In theory, approximately a little over a month.
Yep.
And it's heating up. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's like it's heating up to the sense where it's like, will it really come out in version 5? I wonder. And will there be a change? Or will there be like what's gonna really roll? You know, I mean, yeah, anyway, we'll see. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So on that same topic, there's another post that you put in the show notes there about events calendar, Gutenberg chapter 2. We want to talk about that one.
Oh, you put that in there.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I did. You're right. Yes. I'm sorry. So over the events calendar, they have about post types, and they have their take on how the events calendar is going to manage that as well with inside of Gutenberg. So, also,
yeah.
You know, and another thing, like, you know, is it easy to find and use and implement? And obviously these bigger plugins, these premium plugin companies are, if they want to be relevant, they have to do this. They have to, you know, be ahead of this game, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So, another
that was cool.
Yeah.
I like that post just because it contrasts the other right. a little bit. This right. one's a little more optimistic.
Right.
The people at Events Calendar are like, we're excited about this.
Right.
After a lot of work and iteration and figuring this out, we think that this is going to be a win for everybody and it's going to be a better experience. We're excited.
Yep.
And it just sounds really positive. And I liked that. And they share some mock-ups of what it could look like managing their the data for an event. In like blocks instead of in meta boxes. And hey, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. And then here's the one that you put in. What was this? Google getting serious about WordPress.
Yeah, did you see that?
Well, I read about it. Yeah, I did. I saw something before this went into the show notes about, I guess a week or so before, about them looking for people. They're trying to help make WordPress faster, you know, that kind of thing, you know. But yeah, then this was interesting. This was basically saying that, you know, because Google was at WordCamp US.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where that kind of stemmed from, this movement that Google's going to help. They were in the sponsor area, and their push is to, they have intention to speed up WordPress as well, with, you know, WordPress nearly 30% of all the web. They're making page speed a factor in search engine results in the SEO, in the SERP. So that they're really trying to push this way. And they're looking for, I think they're hiring people who have knowledge of WordPress and core.
Right.
Right.
How crazy is that? Google is trying to hire WordPress experts.
Right. So I've already, just, you know, I've turned them down.
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe, is it too late to
No, it's not too late.
And...
Google, if you want to hit me up again, hit me up again. I'm just kidding. Call me.
But yeah, they're seriously putting out a call for like developers to contribute to the Gutenberg project, to build progressive themes, to do AMP plugin stuff, to help on the Tide project.
Right.
Like, this is weird. Google is hiring WordPress people to work on the WordPress. I mean, like, this is a, we've seen hosting companies and agencies and Automatic and stuff like say, hire dedicated contributors to the project.
Right.
But now Google is doing it.
That's something.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. And Google's doing pretty well these days. So I think that's it's a good thing.
I've heard that. Right. And they're taking notice of WordPress because such a huge chunk of the old web is running this this whole WP software.
Right. So cool.
Pretty neat.
That's it for the news. People on the move, aka changes. What do you got? You have one. I have one.
There's a cool one that was pretty big. Mr. Kinsley Wilson from NPR and the New York Times is now working for Automattic as the president of WordPress.com.
Yeah, that was, I don't know who he is, honestly, but it was an interesting transformation in the sense of, I just said transformation, and it's also in the article. I didn't mean to. Maybe I did. But yeah, I mean, why? Why not Matt be the president? I'm confused on that. Like,
I don't know.
Is he CEO? I mean, I always kind of confuse when it's CEO, when there's a separation of title. I don't know. CEO, president. To me, it's like one of the same, but I guess there's just different duties.
Yeah, it can be. And Matt's got a lot of other stuff to do, and he has been running Automattic multiple times. Like Tony Schneider, I think it was CEO for a while some years ago, and then Matt came back in and did it. And I guess this Kinsey Wilson guy, I didn't know who he was before, but he's been doing a lot of pretty cool things over at NPR and the New York Times.
Yeah.
And, you know, he brings a lot of powerful ideas, will be a little more dedicated to driving this thing forward. And I don't know, maybe Matt wants to work more on the WordPress open source project or his Audrey projects or who knows what. I don't know.
I mean, he's
been pretty successful. He can do whatever the heck he wants.
Well, apparently there are 16 people that I know on Twitter also follow Kinsey. So I just followed Kinsey on Twitter. So there you go. those people are pretty, that's, you know, Andrew Nason, Tara, Soledad O'Brien. Hey, I know. Luca follows. Anyway, so I digress.
Anyway, yeah. There's this other person.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So, the other person is Mara Thiel from, she's in Phoenix. She's based out of Arizona. She's a friend. Do you know Mara?
I don't think we've met.
Okay. She's awesome. She really is. She was with, what was it called? She was with, Fansided for a while. And before that, I forgot where she was, but now she's with Pagely. She moved over back in November, December, kind of kept it on the DL. I saw her last week. She's like, I'm at Pagely. I'm like, hey, you're going in the show notes. So she's at Pagely. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that is really cool.
Congratulations to her and to Pagely. Cool combo. So.
All right,
moving on. What you wearing, what you drinking, what you reading?
Right now I'm sporting a Treehouse WordPress shirt. That's pretty nice, kind of like pinkish color. I don't know. Do you think it looks good on me?
It's more of a plum.
Oh, you think? I don't know. Maybe it's the light. I guess maybe you're right.
It does look
purpley.
Good,
yeah. Yeah. I like it. I like how it makes me look. And finishing up a mug of coffee.
Okay. I have on a brand new WordCamp Phoenix 2018 shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. And actually, just for the record, I only brought back this shirt from WordCamp Phoenix. I passed all other shirts because I had all the other ones as far as all the swags go. I'm like, you know what? I don't need the duplicate content for my luggage. So yeah. I'm also drinking some coffee, some Java. And I'm actually just started reading last night Tony Horton's new book. Or I don't know if it's new, but it's new to me. Do you know who Tony Horton is?
No.
He is a guy who did P90X.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, he has a book out called The Big Picture. So I'm reading that.
I actually finished my book last night. So today, one of my assignments of many things to get done today is choose my next book.
Ooh. And fiction or nonfiction?
Well, I'm kind of debating here. I don't know. I really want to read the next book in the Stephen King Gunslinger series.
Wow.
Because I finally got it. But I've got a couple books by Malcolm Gladwell that I'm excited about. And then a few others that I've gotten over the years that I just haven't gotten to that just look really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be a tough call.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to the library, returned books, got three new ones. And yeah, I know. I hear you. It's like, what do you do? What do you
I don't know. I usually like fiction better.
I know. Yeah. And I'm trying to find a fiction that I want to read, but I have yet to find one that I don't know. I'm actually thinking about reading. Well, I don't want to even admit to the fact that I've never read it, so never mind. Okay. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah, I can see that tattered copy of Twilight behind you.
Okay. Yeah. So, guess what time it is.
Is it time to meditate on the societal benefits of orthopedic shoes?
Well, almost, but first, it's questions time. That's right, people. You sent them in. We read them, we researched them, and now it's time to give you some options. You ready, Kyle? Are you ready? Because here we go. We got 3 seconds left. 2, 1, it's questions time. All right. You're going to ask me first, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are. This question comes to us from Renee Marazowicz, and she says, I'm frustrated with the number of people who RSVP to my meetups and then don't show up. Do you have any advice for helping get people to show up or at least change their RSVP to no?
Great question. You know, and I remember having to deal with this all the time back when I ran the meetup in SoCal in South
Carolina. Totally. Both of us have been meetup organizers for a long. We totally relate. We get it.
We do.
We're with you.
Yeah.
What you got for Renee?
Nothing. No, I'm kidding. Option
That's
one.
What I thought.
Option one, and this is, I don't know. I mean, I have like three options really, but option one is threaten them.
Interesting.
Emotional.
Have you tried this before?
I have not.
Yeah, okay.
No, I haven't actually. I've thought about
Break it down for me.
Yeah, well, I've thought about doing this. I was on the verge of doing this, but you know, the threatening a few people out in the South Bay area. You know, I thought about like Various, my buddy Various out there with Greg Franklin. He would not show up. Sometimes I'd say, hey, dude, get here or I will. And it's left the blank up to him. I never said this out loud. Greg Franklin's going to laugh when he hears this episode. It's going to be funny. But you can threaten them. That's an option. right?
I like it.
You have one? Let's go back and forth. You could, let's ping pong.
You could experiment with different session titles.
Oh.
Maybe something a little bit with a little more pull.
Okay.
Try, you could A-B test these a little too.
Yeah.
Try something. I'm just throwing out ideas here, like epic pool party, free beer, free pizza, free puppies, don't you dare miss it, featuring Wiz Khalifa. Go.
WordPress meetup.
Yeah, I mean, maybe even try it without the WordPress. Just all the free stuff and featuring a celebrity guest. See if you get more people to actually show up. Just play with it. How does it affect your numbers? I don't know.
Okay.
Just a guess.
I know. I'm going to riff off of that a little bit, but go with, instead of my option, I'm going to go with option 1A, or maybe just, I'll just switch, I have four options now. The new one that just popped in my head really makes more sense, I think, is maybe offer, you know, some help with their overall appearance. You know, maybe they don't want to show up because they don't think they look good, so show up to their house first, help them get ready, haircut, makeup, a beard trim, maybe some wardrobe consulting, send them a wardrobe consultant.
Oh,
sign
okay.
Sign them up for Stitch Fix. Something. They're not a sponsor, but it should be right now.
Yeah. That could be, you know, that's so funny because my other recommendation was to go to their homes of these members and remind them to get out to the meetup, support the community, and bring, you know, those leave behinds, little door hanger things with your information. And
door hangers,
you know,
I like it.
Door hangers, and you know, sorry I missed you, here's my cell phone number, get out and go to the meetups and just like participate in the community, you know, just that's, I've seen that work for people.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Yeah, our local mayor won his election doing a lot of that sort of thing.
Makes sense.
Get out, people.
Right. The other option is you can do reverse I don't know what the right way to word this is, but you know when people pay to attend conferences, like a meetup, not meetups, but like WordCamps, $40, maybe you pay them to come.
Well, are you sure that would work? I mean, do you think people would respond to taking your money?
I mean, you can, you know, and it would be like a bait and switch because that's what you really want to do with community. You want to say, look, if you show up, you get $10, and then when they show up, you actually give them $1.
Oh yeah, or charge $25 to get in at the door. Like you're already here,
right?
May as well pay,
right? And or maybe it's like they get a free little. They come in for the first 3 minutes, but then they have to pay for the rest. Like almost like an upsell for a premium plugin.
Right. Yeah, you're standing up there giving your presentation, and you just stop.
Oh, yeah. Talking. You want more? There's a paywall.
Yeah. And here's the most important lesson you must remember. Hard stop.
Or if they, you could also different level. No, actually, different levels of membership. Maybe it's free for the first 5 minutes. Right. $19 for the next 30, and if you want a chair, $29.
Oh, yes, a chair tax.
And my final little option here is, you could feed them, which is what we did. We always had dinner, so we would feed people. So I would threaten, help dress them, and feed them. Those are my options.
I love this conversation too. We haven't had too much of a problem, but enough to appreciate where Renee's coming from.
Yeah.
And it's really helpful when people,
I just don't get the fact, I just don't get this. So in my meetup, I still manage it technically on the account. I still paid for it. I have like 365 people. I remember now. It's one person per day of the year. I just noticed last week. 365 members. Mm-hmm. There are at least 300 members I've never met. You know, I know like 30 to 40 of them, you know, and on that 20% show, it is frustrating. And honestly, Renee, the most frustrating part is on the food, from my perspective, is people RSVP, yes. I would order food based on that, and then half those people wouldn't show. So the next month, I might order food based on it, or I would order half the food, and then twice as many people would show.
Totally.
You just
been
can't.
There.
I mean, luckily, from my perspective, and it's not this. Here's the thing. We had a sponsor paying for that food, which was fine. So it wasn't out of my pocket anymore. And we also took some donations because it was a nonprofit venue. And the food never went to waste because I have three kids, you know, anything leftovers kind of went to my house for the most part, but it's a waste of money, of sponsorship money. In my opinion, it was kind of like, I just felt awkward in doing that. But I mean, the sponsors never minded. I just didn't like that aspect of it. So, you know what I mean? It's just, anyway. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I do. I think the food does help. Well, mostly when I think about improving attendee rate, I break down my advice into two categories. One is removing barriers, and two is increasing incentives. So under removing barriers, I think you can try providing food and drink, because you could consider that an incentive, but it also is a barrier too, because people have got to eat. And if they're like, you know, I got to fit in time for dinner before the meetup, I just don't have time. So if you take care of that for them, it kind of removes a barrier. And the accessibility of the venue is a serious issue. So if you're having people, you know, not show up very much, maybe try and improve your venue choice to something that's super easy to get to, and really easy to find, not like in a maze of rooms inside some giant office complex.
Maybe just have it at their house.
Yeah.
Again, we're there.
Someplace with free parking, or at least maybe where you can get vouchers.
Right.
You know, if you have sponsor money, you could probably get the cost of parking covered for your attendees. That removes a barrier, because a lot of people, maybe they're in the outskirts of town and they want to drive into the big city where your meetup is. I've heard this time and time again. A lot of people I know live in, you know, suburbia, and the meetup is in the heart of downtown, and they're like, I don't want to drive all the way into downtown and deal with the traffic and the paid parking and finding a spot and walking to the 12th floor where they have the meetup or something.
Right.
Super hassle. So anything you can do to improve that will help. You got to survey your members for the optimal time of day and day of the week, because that affects attendance.
You know, and that's the thing. You can't be perfect on the day of the week. It has to really work based. I mean, this is what I was told originally when I launched mine was, you know, you ask 10 people what day works, you're going to get 10 different answers. And then there's only 7 days. You know, and with that, you know, that said on purpose, because there's only 7 days in a week. That with that information, it has to work really what works for the venue that you have and for you as the organizer. And based on you know, people are going to show up or they're not based on the day. So mine worked for the venue, and it was third Thursday of the month. And that was our consistency. And then be consistent, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
Scheduling your meetup topics earlier can help.
It can. Right.
And more reminders. So like more regular reminders going out, you know, like the week before the meetup or the day before, to just say, don't forget, you know, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. We've got the pizza ordered and this is the topic and the speaker, you know, those kind of things. Don't let your attendees just go, oh, ding. Oh, shoot. There's a meetup in a couple hours. Man, I forgot about that. Don't let that happen to your meetup attendees, because that will not help your attendance. And maybe even, you know, consider things like a live stream for some attendees. It's not that hard to spin up like a Facebook Live kind of thing. If there's a lot of people who want to participate but just can't get there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That can be. And on the increasing incentive side, there's a lot you can do to, I think, work on more compelling titles and descriptions.
Yeah.
And like, there was a meetup here in a town not so far from me where they typically just had a title that was like monthly WordPress meetup, or it was something very generic and it was always the same. And guess what happened? That meetup died.
Well, see, okay, for argument's sake, mine was that same thing. We just, you know, it would be the South Bay WordPress meetup August, September, October, because my format changed. We used to have topics every month that I had to come up with, or every now and then we'd have someone else speak, but nobody else wanted to step up. And eventually I just kind of copied another one I saw where it was general Q&A. So we would also do some presentations, and if we did, it was in the notes of the meetup. It would say, this is the meetup this month. It would say general Q&A plus if there was something else plus. Otherwise, it just became less stressful for me as the lead, and it worked. You know, we would eat first from 6:30 to 7, and then at 7 we'd start the Q&A. People, we'd go through the introductions and stuff first and whatnot. But then we would do whoever wanted a question answered, I'd take their question, put it on a big, you know, text document on the projector, right? And we would answer them or lead that discussion. If there was something relevant in time frame wise, you know, a new version of WordPress or a WordCamp or something that's something new that really was wanted to be demoed, we would do that as well. But those were, it just wasn't, it wasn't, every month. We would just do the general. So I understand you're saying if you're doing a discussion each time or a talk topic, you want to make sure also what level it's going to be appropriate for.
Yeah.
You know, because that was an issue once. We did a talk where someone came in and it was more advanced than the audience was ready for. And a lot of people just like were glazed over, you know.
Yeah, that definitely happens.
So, yeah, all good.
That's easy to do.
Cool.
You can do giveaways if you want to.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Or more diverse or better speakers
but,
and stuff
like
that. But
the giveaways cost money. You have to send. You have to pay for the giveaway.
Here's the thing: getting a sponsor for your meetup is actually not hard.
Not hard.
If you don't have a sponsor already, you probably should use that money to get food, different
swag,
venue, free parking, educational resources.
Right.
Beverages,
right.
Anything for your attendees.
There you go. All right. I think we answered that pretty well.
I like it.
I feel confident in all those answers.
All right.
Options. All right. So I will read this one to you.
Sure.
This is from Kelly. Do we have a last name?
No.
Okay. So Kelly asks, what is Bootstrap? I have such a good answer here.
All right. All right. What is it?
Well, first and foremost, let's discuss what is not Bootstrap.
Okay.
Tennis rackets, bowling balls, parachutes, Ford F-150, MacBook Pro charger. That's not Bootstrap.
All right. I'm starting to get a clearer picture.
Right. I'm so happy with this question. So I just want to make sure that we know what is not Bootstrap. Okay.
Okay.
Bootstrap is defined as a free and open source front-end library for designing websites and web applications. It contains HTML and CSS based design templates for typography, forms, buttons, navigation, and other. Boring.
Blah.
Blah. Okay, so that's
Bootstrap.
The definition. Right.
It's that's not it at all. It's how lazy developers cheat and make cookie cutter websites.
There you go.
While doing less work.
Bring it.
It's disgraceful. No self-respecting developer uses other people's code. You must always write every single line from scratch. Otherwise, you are guilty of bloat and must be shunned.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
That's what Bootstrap.
Nice. Do you know who the original authors are?
Mark Otto.
Yeah. And Jacob Thornton.
Sure. Yeah. It was formerly called Twitter Bootstrap.
Right.
Mark worked at
Twitter.
Yeah. And it's a cool library.
Yeah.
It's not WordPress specific.
Right. Right.
It is platform agnostic. People use it for just making static sites. You pull in the CSS and JavaScript that you need from Bootstrap. And it's extremely popular. There are a butt ton of websites out there and applications.
Hey, well, this is a family show. You said beep ton.
Oh, whoops. Yeah, just go back and edit it in post. Yeah.
Beep. Okay.
There's a lot of them, like just web applications and admin interfaces that you'll log into that were just built using Bootstrap.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of WordPress themes that use Bootstrap. So the theme developer, it pulls in Bootstrap and includes it in their theme and then references it, and it gives them kind of like a base CSS and JavaScript to start from so that they can more easily just like throughout their markup add the right class names, and then things are in a grid or just look like a button,
and
they just add the button class.
And just to clarify, I'm all about the base.
Yeah. It's Bootstrap is really cool. I use a Bootstrap alternative whenever I do front end development. It's called Foundation by Zurb.
Zurb, yeah.
I really like that. It's functionally very similar to Bootstrap, but I kind of prefer the aesthetic. Okay. It's a little more flat, I guess.
Yeah.
And easy to work with. But Bootstrap is still pretty cool, and out of the box, it just kind of looks good, and it saves you from writing so much code.
And also, you can also use Bootstraps on your boots, FYI, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Manolos.
Thank you for doing that.
Ski boots.
Thank you.
Timberlands.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
You're the best.
All right. Moving on. So we're doing a new segment. You want to do the new segment?
I kind of do, listener. We care about you and this show and making it fun. And so we invent new ways to provide value and entertainment.
Right. So as you may have noticed, we've done, you know, we're doing these new segments. We're doing like two questions now on average, and we're adding a segment. And this new segment is called Vague Rant Up.
I love it.
Thanks.
I love it. It's kind of clever. A handful of people might like chuckle at the name.
Vague
rant up.
All right. So
how does it work?
Well, since you came up with this one, why don't you describe it best? I think you can describe it best.
All right. This segment is pretty simple. It's just unsolicited rants by us. Adam and or myself will be picking a topic of something that just bugs us and going on just like a tirade about it. That's about it. Maybe we'll talk about it, maybe we won't, but this is just something that no listener wrote in a question about, but we're just like, this is stupid and I want to grumble like an old man on it.
Okay, so are we both doing one this first round, or am I doing one?
I've got a topic I could rant about. Why don't you go first?
I have one. It's relatively short.
All right.
So it's supposed to be vague rant up. So it's supposed to start slow and then get
angry, though.
I don't know if I can get angry. I mean,
how frustrated are you?
Oh my gosh, that's so frustrating. So the shirts that you wear, no, I'm kidding. No. So my slight vague rant up here is, you know, you're in WordPress, you're in the dashboard, you're going through the settings, you're changing things, the permalinks, maybe setting your settings and media library to the sizes you want. And then you get to the writing tab within settings. And, you know, post via email. I mean, really, how many times in the past 5, 7, 10, 12 years of the 15 years has anyone ever set up the SMTP server to allow emails to be sent to the WordPress install by putting it in the draft mode for review for later? Come on, it's email, people. Email, really?
Yeah.
Who does that? This needs to be deprecated yesterday.
Wow.
That's all.
Wow.
Okay.
I like it. That is a good rant.
Ah, it kills me. Okay.
Does it feel good to get it off your chest?
It really does.
Okay.
All right. What do you got?
All right. Sit down, people. I want to rant to you about advanced users in our industry who just get all high and mighty.
Okay.
There are people who just, and I've really been observing this a lot in recent years, there's a lot of people who are just so disconnected from struggling beginners. Like, if they even attend events, they don't volunteer or waste their precious time helping people. Like, they just hang with their posses, complain about their dumb customers, don't attend any sessions because that's beneath them, put together like pretentious presentations about how successful they are, act all cocky, name drop all the time, generally don't give the time of day to any of their fans, crack jokes about people who use tools they think are inferior, you know, think just like, I don't know, page builders or certain code editors or something like that. They laugh at the idea of listening to WordPress podcasts because they just think that they're above all of us. And you probably can picture people like this, the kind of people where you're like, oh, hey, that person's like kind of a special important person in the industry, and you go and talk to them at an event and you introduce yourself and they're just like, hi. And you are thinking, this person doesn't care to talk to me. They get talked to all the time and they have better things to do and it's written all over their face. That kind of person. I'm a little bit sick of them. And I think that people like that need to just get a reality check and maybe turn around a little bit and remember that there was once a time you were a beginner too. Have some sympathy for the people still behind you trying to be successful.
I agree. No, I agree. That was awesome.
Gosh. It's not fair. All right.
That's all you got.
That's my rant. Okay.
That was mild. Just, you know, you could have really gone. You could have blown your top. Next time we do this segment, I'm
trying to be a little vague too.
Okay.
I don't want to call out anybody specifically. Okay. That ain't right.
Okay.
But
right.
If I did, they wouldn't hear it because they're too pretentious and high and mighty to listen to our little show.
And for I think as a baseline, you want to be, how do I want to word this? The person who is not that person is a person who is very fond of orange. That person in a community is
really embodies like the spirit of this community.
Yeah, if you're a fan of orange, you know who you are. So that's all I got. All right. You want to wrap us up?
This has been episode 4-3 of the GO podcast.
Get options.
Thanks for get options. Thank you for tuning into this. Thank you for that review you left in the future of this show, where, you know, 10 minutes from now you logged into your computer and you gave us a 5-star review.
Right.
Thank you so much for that. Oh man, you are awesome. You are so cool. Probably the coolest person I know, except for us.
Okay, wrap us
we
up.
We also, in addition to your review of this show, we want your questions or even just topic suggestions. Even if you don't really have a question, you're just like, you know, I kind of wonder what Adam and Kyle think about
X, Y, or Z, you know,
vinyl records, you know,
yeah,
the Netflix shows and so on. Go ahead and drop a topic suggestion into our inbox, questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Leave a voicemail on our website using the SpeakPipe feature, or dump something in our contact form, getoptionspodcast.com. Also, if you're not subscribed to the show, you probably should do that, because we just keep churning out a website every single week and you don't want to miss a minute of our wisdom.
True. All right.
All right.
You can find us online. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm over on Twitter. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. And we are at get_options as well. See ya next week.